Blog Talk Radio.
Hello,
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Hello, God bless you. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. This is your host, Bishop Poole, and we are always happy to have you, your friends, and your relatives to call, amen, and be a part of this broadcast. We're talking about prayer tonight and today, wherever you might be. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance, O God, upon the listeners of this broadcast, wherever they might be, whatever problems that they're going through. We know, Father, you are in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that's evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power, in Jesus' name, amen. We thank God for you tonight, for today, wherever you are, amen. We're talking about the subject tonight, today, amen. The lost art of prayer, the lost art of prayer, amen. And the subjects, amen, scripture, background, and the study will be taken from Matthew 6, chapter 9 to the 13th verse, the two model prayer of Jesus, gospel according to John, the 14th chapter, amen, also the 15th chapter, amen, and will be more, amen, from the Old Testament, Isaiah 59 and 16, and also Hebrews 7 and 11 through 19. But our desire, and always is, that amen, we'll reach to the grassroots of and make it as simple as possible when we're discussing matters concerning the scripture. Amen. For you can grow thereby. You can have the understanding, and you can have as well the information that you need and determination and many times the encouragement you need, amen, that comes along with understanding. Amen. And when you call in tonight, call in. We have a toll-free number. You dial 1-855-236-2252. Just press 1 on your phone. Call 1-347-215-8816. Or you can dial 1-855, toll-free, 855-236-2252. Just press 1 on your phone. Amen. When you press 1 on your phone, amen, you begin to the operator. And the process is when you press 1, we will call out your last 4 digits of your telephone number. Amen. And you know that it's time for you to make a comment or a scripture or understanding or some example that you went through, God has blessed you with. And we enjoy that because Jesus said, in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let my word be established. In one scripture chapter tonight, we just read, amen, a portion, St. John, the 17th chapter, in one of the model prayers, one of the longest prayers Jesus had prayed and was recorded. And he said, these words spake Jesus, and he lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, to whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou hast given me out of the world. Thine they were, and thine, and thou givest me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. Amen. The ninth verse says, I pray thee, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and all thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Amen. This is one of the longest prayers recorded that Jesus had prayed, according to the Gospel, according to John. Amen. Prayer, why is we have been, prayer has been overlooked. Amen. One of the prophets said, my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. He'll heal the land. And also look a little quotation that goes around, a little prayer, a little power. No prayer, no power. Much prayer, much power. Now, prayer is a communication, a two-way communication with God and man. You talk to God like I'm speaking to you tonight and today, and you turn around and we converse with one another, we share with one another. Amen. And it's good to know that you have help. Amen. We need help. And that's what Jesus led so, and Jesus, amen, prayed so, and he set up all of the guidelines concerning prayer, amen, because since we was on this earth, he prayed, amen. And here, amen, we want to pray a portion of this song we had played before, amen, of James Fortin, amen. That's a portion of this song, and I heard this song, amen, it struck so true. I just want to pray a portion of this song while you call a friend and tell a friend, amen, a doctrine of truth is on the air. Amen.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get it.
No.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here
here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through.
You gotta pray through.
Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because he know you can get through it. Pray through it. Pray through it. God, amen. He's able. Jesus told Peter, amen. The enemy desired to sift you as wheat, but I prayed for you. The power of prayer. The power of prayer. Amen. It's about being in the throne room of God and sitting down having a fellowship conversation. Amen. He will answer your prayer. Amen. If you're a child of God and you're walking upright, everything is you're doing everything possible. Amen. And it's just like you say, well, did God answer prayer? Yes. If you're out somewhere and the temperature is 32 below zero and you pour water on the ground, it will freeze. Amen. God does answer prayer. And we have the power of attorney, which is Jesus Christ. If we do everything in his name, not only it get through, amen, but it get to heaven and will be returned. It's like writing a letter. You forgot to put a stamp on it. Once you put that stamp on it, it'll go through. It'll get to a destination when you got the right address. Amen. Jesus in heaven and God is the right address. He's the right place and all the saints. All we have to do, once you pray, you can make it. You can make it, read the word. And it's just growing pains for you. Amen. If you like to share on this conversation, amen, in this study, a scripture, a dream, amen, a vision, or something you have learned or you have overcome and you like to share, amen, with us, amen, let's press 1. Press 1 in the on the phone, and we'll be glad for having you to go right ahead. We have 1 now in the studio. Last 4 digits is 4427. Amen. You are on the air. Right ahead.
Good evening, Vision. Praise God.
God bless you.
It was, as usual, a very interesting topic. And it's kind of saddened me to think of what hinders us in this day and age from prayer. And the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, talked about there would come a time when man would be rushing to and fro, and we are in that age now. You know, many years ago, there was not a lot in the home. Mm-hmm. Technology was not there. There was basically maybe a radio. And people had the Bible at the center point of their living room, and mm-hmm. often you saw the parents, especially the mother, in reading that word and would sit by and read it in the evening. Nowadays, yes, our generations are born, and at the age of 2 years old, they have already put these pre-computers in their hand, and these children seem to be born in harmony with electronics at the age of 2. And from there on, they're captivated. The enemy, who is the prince of the air, has used this technology. It can be good and bad, and he has used it to further his kingdom, wherein that, you know, we came up when we was introduced to the Word of God, and the Bible was always there, and we found ourselves looking in it from time to time. By the time we got to be adults, we actually now see the importance of prayer. But yes, generations yes. coming up now in this electronic technology and stuff, there's always an answer online to your problem. So it seems to be taking them away from God being the source. So I see the more advanced we get in technology, the more we are lost from depending upon God being our source.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Amen. And to the point now where, amen, that they believe they can make it on their own, but it's not changing. It's not working. Amen, it's not working. And God is still there with his arm stretched out. Amen, his arm is still stretched out. Okay, we have another caller, last 4 digits, 1118. last four digits of your telephone, 1118. Amen. You'd like to come in on the subject? Go right ahead.
God bless you, Bishop Poole.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Shane here.
All right. Good to hear from you, Pastor.
Bless you, bless you. No, I was. I've been listening to your topic, just talking about prayer, and you know, it's something that the Lord just dropped in my spirit. The devil doesn't want us to pray.
Okay.
Because if he can get us to where we don't pray, then we won't begin to see things manifested. The Bible says, "My two witnesses, let everything be confirmed." So it's already whatever is going on in our life, God already spoke about it in heaven. It's already spoken in the heavenly realm. And when we pray, we're not informing God about something that he doesn't know, because we know he knows everything. He knows what we need before we need it. But when we pray, we are confirming what God has already spoken into our lives so that it can manifest in the earth realm. That's why Jesus said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because it's already done in heaven. So now, in order for it to manifest on earth, we've got to pray. That's why, you know, even going back to what the gentleman was saying a while ago with technology, you know, you look on the social media and, you know, one of the popular things whenever somebody would post something is that type amen. And you look at the line on the comment section and everybody types amen. But we got to understand that we live in a voice activated kingdom. So if, you know, even in typing amen, we need to say it. We need to speak that thing so it can manifest in the earth realm, and so things can move. And that's why I think a lot of people losing faith because, you know, they're not praying as they ought to pray. They're not praying the will of God. So things aren't working out like they would like them to work out. But if we begin to pray the will of God, if we begin to speak, and we would begin to see it manifest.
All right. Very good. Very good. Good to hear from you. Amen. And you know, it's something about those of you that are listening, amen. If God want us to request, you know, he said in the book of Matthew 7:7, say, seek, ask, seek and knock. So if he wanted to save us automatically, you know, we wouldn't need the church, and things would have been corrected back in the Garden of Eden. And that's a part of some false doctrine that's floating around. And people feel that, well, God love me anyhow. He going to save me anyhow. But he's not going to go over your will. He's not going to go over your will. Very good two points that have been brought out. Amen. And notice in St. John, the 20th chapter, amen, he said, whosoever will, amen, whosoever sin, amen. And this is how powerful prayer is. This is how powerful prayer, because the subject all over the world, what brought Jesus here, is sin. It's a sin issue. It's this to kind of correct what to give us our right to come back to God. Amen. It's a sin issue. It's an issue. Amen. And it's a legal position. And God wants us to be there. He loves his people. He cares. But he wants you to ask him. He's not going to go over your will. He's not going to push himself. That's not like love. But notice, and the 20th chapter of Gospel of St. John, in the 23rd verse, amen. If you watch how strong prayer is and the ministry is and the elders, amen. James talked about the elders' prayer. The 23rd verse, we'll start with the 21st verse, 20th chapter. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so sent I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them. This is after the resurrection. Amen. In the door. In the evening, they was all assembled. And he came through the wall, and it was all trembling, and there was concern. And when Jesus showed up, he said, peace. Peace. God's spirit. God, when Jesus show up, it's always peace. In the atmosphere is always love in the atmosphere. Amen. And here, and he began to talk with them. He said, Then Jesus said unto them, peace I give be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so sent I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sin you remit, they already remitted unto them, and whosoever sin you retain, they are retained. Amen. Now, we carry this back over to the book of James. Amen. One of the pillars of the church, the apostle, and he began to write, amen, how powerful prayer is. Now, among the elders of the church, that's where everybody should be covered. And the elders know how to pray. In James, the 5th chapter, amen. And this is one of my cornerstones. I love to work with this chapter, the 5th chapter of James, 13 verse 8. Any among you afflicted, let him pray. Let him pray. Let him talk to God. Is any merry, let him sing songs. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Now, it didn't say what kind of sickness or what. He just said the sick. If you're sick, you're just sick. Amen. And prayer, amen, is going to heal this. He said, and the Lord shall raise him up. Now, remember, God going to raise him. Man does not raise anybody up. God does. And if they have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. It's back throwing you right back. Amen. What Jesus is talking about, elders can pray, and it's power in prayer. It's power. Once you stamp the prayer and request, amen, to God, and that's the help that Christians have. That's the help that we have. And the elders have to, we pray over people. We pray over people. Those that are believers, we pray over the people. We're not on that, but we pray over ourselves. We pray over ourselves. And that bringing God, the kingdom of God to you, bringing the kingdom of God, that atmosphere to them. Amen. It's power. It's power. All right. If you have anyone else, to push one. Or amen. On your phone, and the technician will tap you in. Amen. And we would like to hear your testimony. Maybe something, amen, had come in your life and you had prayed. Amen. And all saints have to exercise that. That is the sword of the Spirit. The word of God, and that's the promise of God. Amen. He promised to hear you. He will heal, and he will hear your prayer. He will hear your prayer. Amen. Amen. It's just almost like a law. Jesus prayed, so he exercised so. Amen. He was man and God. He exercised so, and he prayed so. Amen. We have another. Amen. Let's press one and come. Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. God bless you.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Hi, Bishop Poole. This is Sister Thomas. I was just calling to say that y'all doing the message tonight, but the scripture came to me, if my people which are called by my name will seek my face, humble themselves. So we have to realize we have to humble ourselves and pray, because if we're too high that we don't want to acknowledge God, we're going to run into a whole bunch of problems. So we have to first humble ourselves and realize that we do need God. And the only way, like the young man said earlier, we got to have a communication. We have a relationship with God. So if we're saying we're people of God, we should all immediately have a mind to pray.
All right. All right. All right. Thank God for your remarks. Amen. And the prophet brought that statement. Like you said, if you can't, a proud look, that's one of the Proverbs. Amen. It's the thing that God hates. One of those 6-7 things God hates. Proud look, a proud look. You can't come before God with that type of spirit. Amen. And that self-sufficient spirit. Amen. You want to go in the throne room and get help from God. He's like the GPS. Amen. If we can say that, he knows everything ahead of you. He knows everything ahead of you and what's happening. He sees everything. And you requesting him. Amen. God bless you for calling. Amen. If you have another one, just press one on your phone. Hello? Go right ahead. 4478, last 4 digits, 4478, you're still on the air. Hello. All right, and we want to continue to, amen, hear testimonies or comments or dreams, how God, and then one of the songs was saying, hello, go right ahead, you're on the air. And that how God has, amen, that Jesus prayed all night long. He prayed all night long. And he had a lot of things on his mind. And he was going through a lot of, all right, 4427.
Yes, Bishop, you know, Bishop, when God created us, he gave us a will. And the importance of that will was that Jesus reemphasized that when he told Thomas that, no, you have to stick your hands in the womb because you said you will not believe until you actually stick your hands in the womb. And that will is very important in our lives. But that was one thing that God said he would never go against, is our will. You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
when we pray, praying is where we show God that we trust God and that we can't go on. That's our showing God that we trust him to be our
mm-hmm.
source. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you, the formula for creating, for your prayer to come to pass is the first thing, you believe in your heart. But if you believe in your heart and never confess with your mouth, then you only completed half of the prayer. It's to believe in your heart and confessing with your mouth. It is the way to get your prayers through. So we can't be silent when it comes to prayer. We got to constantly speak out in prayer. This is how we get God to operate in our lives.
Mm-hmm. All right. There's all kind of type of positions to pray. Is that right? All type of positions to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can you announce a couple of them that you know? The way of prayer. Amen. The way of prayer. Amen. You can stand and pray. You can sit and pray. Amen. You can pray in the morning. You can pray in the evening. Amen. You can pray all night long. And Paul went so far to say a man should always pray. Pray without ceasing. Amen. It's a communication. It's a communication line. And it builds up your confidence, amen, in God. Amen. Because he's going to answer you even in dreams or vision or like we're speaking now. Two or three of us call in, and whatever the subject might be, or somebody might say the word, and all of us begin to say a certain word, amen, then you know God is what's speaking to you because nobody knows what the person been praying about but the Holy Spirit, And we have to realize that he will answer, and you get that confidence that he keeps his promise. Prayer is a secret, amen. Jesus learned it, and the more you practice it, the more you get involved in it, and you're going to find that he keeps his word. He's there all the time. He's always with us, amen. He's always there. All right, we have someone else in the queue. The last four digits is 4271. Last four digits.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Garrett. Good to hear from you.
It's a pleasure. I'm listening to what you're saying, and I don't know should I start talking because I got kind of excited there.
Go right ahead.
But I just want to weigh in this one point that I discovered here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the academics or knowing the
mm-hmm.
scripture. We
mm-hmm.
ought to pray, you know. But let me just jump right in.
Go right ahead.
It's hearing. Now I picked this up in your opening. It's hearing. Yes,
mm-hmm.
communicating. You hit it on the head for me.
Mm-hmm.
I tell God about it. I
mm-hmm.
communicate to him.
Mm-hmm.
But prayer is never complete until you hear from him.
All right.
See, hearing from him is what going to bring your answer or your deliverance.
Okay.
If you wish, you pray, and make your supplications known unto him. Well, that's beautiful because God, you understand, he answers prayer. And his word is profound. He can't falter from his word. But if anything more, he wants you to hear what he has to say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the relationship that Jesus brought us into. Now, Jesus went out and he prayed. You remember he said, Father, I always do what you tell me to do.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Because God hear him, and in order for him to do it, he have to hear what God say. And this is what the Spirit came upon him and drove him out into the wilderness in this 40-day continuous fasting. So the point I just want to put in there is that out of all your praying, it's interesting that we find a quiet place, isn't it? Paul said, pray. He said, pray always without ceasing, and it brings about this non-ceasing is the connection. You see what I'm saying? But you don't hear, you don't talk on the phone, you don't receive on the phone, rather. Unless you stop talking and listen to what they say.
All right.
So I just want to bring that point in. It sounds so trivial, but it's the truth. You see, you can cry all night, tell God about it. Well, crying is good. Crying helps a dog will cry with you. You know what I'm saying? But the point is that. That when the crying is over,
yes, sir.
Then the Lord got to talk to you.
All right.
And Jesus said, "My words I spoke." He said, that "My words I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." And when you hear, that's where the life is. Now look here, I'm getting excited, so I better shut up because I just heard the script. The word said that he said to Israel, he said, "Oh, hear Israel."
Oh yeah.
Hear
Israel
and your soul will live.
Yes.
Now
that was
a long time before the Holy Ghost was given to us. You understand?
Sir. Yes, sir.
But the Holy Ghost what lit he came upon the prophets and those of old and they had to hear. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You see it with Isaiah, you see it with Jeremiah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So in our day being full of the Spirit, being filled with the Spirit, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We mortify our members. We get what we want. We access heaven. We get the interest in grace. But the key thing is to hear. Hearing comes by what? The Word of God. Yeah,
God.
The Word comes. You hear the Word. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear, then you're what? You're responsible. That's where you get your supplication. So I'm just grateful, Bishop. Happy New Year to everybody that's listening. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. Amen. Sometimes, you know, I get a little excited. I may start laughing a little bit, but that's joy.
You hit on
something that very, very scriptural in Revelation. Amen. That's why we're here. Amen. To put our... What the Holy Spirit put together with us, and he told, "Hear, O Israel, in prayer, amen, there's three things you ask." And Jane went so far and said, "You have not because you ask not. Then you seek. Then you start knocking." Amen. And you seeking and knocking. All of that is the answering. Once you ask, amen, and like I said, it's going to start. You're going to start listening. How is God? Because God spoke to me in a dream. You're going to be watching things, watching cars, listening to people. because you learn that God worked through his creation. He worked through his creation. Amen. And as God, what really moved God also, that when we begin to pray, we intercede for others, glorifying him, glorifying Jesus, saying, Lord, I glorify you. Amen. Then next, we want God to, amen, intervene to help save other people's souls. When we stop praying, James said, you have not only ask not, but you ask amiss. And we don't stop praying for ourselves so much. Oh, Lord, I need this. I need this. He knows that. He knows that. But what God looking for and listening for, amen, that when you pray, you glorify him. Jesus said, Lord, I glorify you. Amen. When I was with you and we was together. And the next one, saving souls. He's about saving souls. Kingdom business is about saving souls. He's about building up natural churches, you know, physical churches, men and women, souls. That's building the kingdom of God. And once we start praying for that, those two things. And the third one, Lord, send some workers in the vineyard. Send some people in the vineyard going to glorify you, looking for you, and help giving people the word and teaching them how, amen, to witness and pray to, and reach out to God. We need help. He knows, and we can't lose sight of that. We're in a spiritual warfare. We're in a spiritual warfare, and the enemy trying to sift us like wheat. Jesus told Peter, and prayer will show you these things. It will show you, amen. You can be somewhere, and the thought come to you, and you get there and say, oh, I didn't know that. The Holy Spirit brought to you because you connected. Praying without ceasing. One of the comments was came through tonight through one of the ministers. Amen. We are connected, constantly talking to God, constantly sharing, constantly. Lord, what's just like you put on your GPS? Amen. You put on the GPS going down the road, and I say, okay, turn right in 800 feet. Turn right. You might not say nothing until you get real close. Amen. So once you tap it in, leave your home, and you're on the road, even a map, you got signs all along. And this is what helps us through, amen, this warfare that we're going through. Amen. Through this warfare. We have another caller. You can press 1 on your phone. We'd be glad to hear. And the Holy Spirit begin to, out of mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, and he give you a comment. Amen. And maybe you're just starting out in Christ. It's nothing. Listen, you don't have to be in the church on all of these fellowships and singing. And, amen. God wants you to be home, fellowshipping with him, praying to him. Amen. Talking to him. It's a personal thing. Jesus said, amen, I'll be your friend. I'll be your friend. Right now, amen, once we close this, amen, this broadcast, somebody lose their cell phone, they had to tap the whole house, the truck or the car. Amen. All right, I'm sorry, I'm getting winded up here, but we have another caller. Last 4 digits is 4556.
Praise the Lord. How y'all doing, Block Talk Radio?
God bless you. Good to hear from you.
Amen. The subject tonight is pray, lost art in the church or to Christians?
Yes, yes. Pray a lost art.
A lost art. Wow. Well, man, it's to always pray. And for whatever it is, these last days, mankind's heart turns cold and turns into another direction, some of mankind, because of the cares and the worries of this world. When the Bible says we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, the washing of the word, and you're not supposed to become conformed to this world. You're supposed to be neatly joined, fitted together, aligned with the Holy Spirit. Am I right about it?
All right, go ahead. Yeah.
Amen. So the thing is, we need to focus our, when we get to a point where we let the cares of this world get to us or next to us, we're supposed to get into the Word and the word would comfort us and it would reveal to us the mysteries hidden in the word of God.
And it will
motivate us to pray. Because in nowadays, a seasoned Christian, certain things in life happen to you, it'll knock you to your knees to pray. Amen.
All right.
You'll be unctioned to pray. So my thing is, I enjoy praying. I love praying. I pray when times are good, and I pray when times are bad. I just pray. But most of all, I like to listen so I can hear what God has to say. Amen.
All right. Very good point. Very good point. Listening. I just heard Elder just a while ago saying, hear, hear, O Israel, hear. Amen. God speaks too. God speaks too. All right. God bless you for calling. Amen. And I would like to hear this, someone remark on this. We got about 5 minutes because we want to have some prayer requests to call in. Amen. And we want to be praying tonight. The Bible said a mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen. We have another call online. Go right ahead. Amen. Is that if we take away prayer, if we take away prayer from you, how would you feel? How would you feel if we take away even though prayer, sometimes human beings are this way. When you know you got the answer, and the enemy always saying, well, you ain't got to do it now. You know, you can do it later. And so you keep putting off. But if it is not there, how would you feel? Amen. We have another caller. All right.
We should get where prayer is a lifestyle for us. You know, I'm just thinking about what Elder Gary mentioned earlier, and it is very true. You know, many a time we give God a laundry list of things, and once we run off all the things that we want God to do, we're tired and sleeping now, and we jump into bed. And I would say that, you know, you need to look around your home, pick a place and a time that you can get in prayer when that it's quiet. You got to learn, you know, the word of God said, my sheep know my voice. And if you don't know the voice of the Lord, you got to have a quietness. Got to get all the noise and the distractions away. So you got to look around your home and find when is that time and that place when you can get when it's still, that you can actually pray. And once you pray, that you can be quiet and wait for the Lord to speak to you. If it's going to be a conversation, then you got to allow him to speak to you. And not always will the Lord answer you when you pray.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He will answer you, but may not be then. But you have to learn through constant prayer in your prayer closet, in your private personal place. If you do it enough, and you get all the distraction and all the other noise out of the way, so then you can begin to hear his voice. And if when you get where you know his voice and you're hearing it, then it doesn't matter if you're in a crowded place, in traffic, wherever, you will recognize his voice amongst all the other noises that are coming at you. But you have to develop the prayer as a lifestyle. And you can't do that if you don't set yourself, you got to get aside somewhere and find that place when you can isolate yourself and get away from all the Lord and all the pollution that's coming in your ears so you can hear the voice of God.
All right. Notice here in the book of Jude, you want to throw this in here, book of Jude, in the 20th verse, but ye beloved, building up yourselves of your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. James went so far as to say that sincere, honest prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Because if Elijah prayed for 3 years and it stopped raining, he prayed and it stopped raining for 3 years and 6 months. And he was a righteous man. God is using the Holy Spirit come upon him. He prayed. sincere and an honest prayer. Sincere and an honest prayer. Amen. Jesus went in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed so, sweat coming down, and amen, sincere and honest. He knew what his job, what he had to do. Amen. So we pray sincere and honest about some of our lost relatives or friends, sincere, honest, amen, about diseases that's happening to others. Amen. That's glorifying God, because we are interceding for someone else. Amen. We don't want to be caught like James was talking about in the book of James. Amen. Always asking for ourselves all the time. You getting to be a selfish situation because the enemy is stirring you that way. Forget about yourself. Forget about yourself. When you forget about yourself, amen, it's just like a piece of corn going in the ground. Or if you forget about yourself, you won't be jealous. You won't be selfish. Amen. You can't get angry. Things don't bother you anymore like it used to, because what you put it in God's hand. You have to, prayer will lift you up. Prayer will set you above that situation. Amen. It will remove you. Amen. And God, one thing about the amen, we're gathering it tonight, understand that God will answer in Jesus' name. You got to, we have the power of attorney, and Jesus is our power of attorney. Amen. It was a story that I read. Amen. The man went to the service. He got in his war. He always sent his parents back letters back and forth. They hear him all the time, once a month, every other week. And after a while, the letters stopped coming. Months and weeks, and it ended up in years. And he finally got a letter within that year from the government stating that his son has gotten killed. But about a year or so after that, here come a man coming to the door, knocking on the door, a little raggedy, amen, didn't look pleasant. But he wouldn't leave. He said he has a letter that has to be given to the parents. So the parents came to the door, the father read it, and he said, "This is my friend. He's been with me, and I was dying. I told him to write this letter. I told him to take this letter to you. And please help him, whatever he needs." And you know, they took care of their son, best friend. Anything he needed, they really took care of him. Jesus is our best friend.
Amen.
When we come to God, in Jesus' name, God will take care of us. All right, we have a call in queue. All right, Ella Garrett. Yes, sir.
The scripture teaches us to wait on the Lord.
All right.
If you wait on him, he'll come through every time. You know, sometimes you have to toil, and I just enjoy what's being said, because there are times I had to wrestle and build myself up in the spirit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
you just when you came with the Jews, you just really talked about the art of praying. You go to God, you in the flesh, but you stay mm-hmm. there just a little while. Next thing you know, tears start filling you out. I'm talking about big crocodile tears, and your nose gets
yeah.
snotty, you start crying like you done lost your mind, but it feels so good.
All right.
In the midst of that, you receive what you're asking for. Isn't
mm-hmm.
that so?
Mm-hmm.
It is the look at the psychiatrists in the world. They say you don't have to do all that, but big deal. You don't have to do it, but once you get in the spirit, that's why he said walk in the spirit, live
yes,
in the spirit. Because through the Holy Ghost, this is where you being a joint heir with Christ
yes.
is through the Holy Ghost. So I just
mm-hmm.
want to, I just discovered something. Of all I've been preaching, all I've
mm-hmm.
been saying, seem like my words been falling. So I said, "Lord, now what's the deal here?" I said,
mm-hmm.
"I prayed so much. I talked
mm-hmm.
to you so much. I ran out of words." And the Lord
mm-hmm.
heard my pity, and he said, "You know, it's the best time to come, and when you ain't got nothing to say." So if you ain't got nothing to say, you can't do it but listen. So I thank God for your bishop and all the brethren that spoke tonight.
Praise God, praise God. Yes, yes. When you come to pray, you learn something. Sometimes you get to that position, honest and sincere. And we're talking about secret prayer there for a moment. You're going in your closet, going in your private place. Amen. And the brother was talking about, amen, get quiet. And you can be sincere. And sometimes I used to go in the closet. I guess I had a list. But when the Spirit of God showed up, it looked like it wasn't important. It wasn't important. You know, you go in the Holy Ghost. The Bible said in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, amen, you get in the Spirit, you get sincere, amen, but the Holy Ghost begin to utter sounds we cannot utter, amen. You get the groaning, and you get the praying, and the Holy Spirit come in, and you don't know what you're saying sometimes. You don't know if it's good enough or what, but amen, like to say, the situation get cleared up, and when you come out, amen, the bell rang, then you can come out. Now you can come out bouncing. The fight is on. The fight is on. You went in the corner. Amen. You went in the corner, and the cut man and the coach, all of them, wash it down, and the Holy Ghost got you all filled up again. You're ready to go back out. You're ready to go back out. So we need this touch of heaven. The more you think about it, amen, if you just sit and sometimes read and meditate. David said he meditated all night long. We have to meditate on sometimes on things and maybe just listen and meditate. And the Holy Spirit will show our way out. He'll show you sometimes the way out of these things. All the time he does. All right, the last four digits, 7111. Amen. Last four digits, 7111. Rewinding
Hello.
Down. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Bishop. This is Daniel. I just want to comment on your broadcast tonight. Really enjoying everybody that's speaking.
Yes, the train, you got about 2 minutes. The train left the station. We're winding down. We're on the throne of heaven. Go right ahead.
You asked the question, what if we couldn't talk to the Lord? And I said that would be a bad situation because we have to put everything in God's hands. I think about when Jesus was on the cross. Jesus got on the cross, he was naked. He didn't have anything. Everything he did, he gave it to the Lord. Every decision he had to make, he had to ask his Father. And that's how we have to do toward him. In Jesus' name, everything. So without prayer, without praying in Jesus' name and being able to go to him in prayer, it's like, you know, if we want to, we're nothing
before
him. He's everything.
Nothing
he makes
talk.
Us. He molds us.
Amen.
I end
up
on that.
Amen. It'd be chaos. When you can't talk to God, it's just like being out there on 95 or the turnpike or somewhere caught out there in the fog, no lights on, and nobody see it. All these trucks coming. It'll be chaos. Amen. We can't even talk about it without prayer. It's impossible to a certain extent. You got to have it. You got to have it. Amen. We're getting ready now to have callers that, amen, have a request. Amen. We want to finish up on prayer request. Anybody have a prayer request? Let's touch your phone, give about 10 seconds and let us know. Amen. We'll write it down and put you in the prayer box. And all those that are listening, we're going to pray for this individual or thing or situation. Amen. In prayer. All right. Anybody have a prayer request quickly? Amen. All right. All right. All right. We had a last four digits. 4427. I think it's.
Yes, Bishop. I just wanted to say that. I had a friend that was really going through, and I told him, I said, I just let him know that if you really want to get some relief, and it's hard to go before the Lord, and you when you go before the Lord, you're going to humble yourself. And when you humble yourself and you're in prayer, you never know what it is to be a man until you just cry out and wail. It's like Elder said, You just got to cry out to the Lord and humble yourself. And when you do, there's a relief and a joy that'll come in your heart like you've never, ever experienced before. And you'll truly know what it is to be a man.
Yes. All right. That's salvation. Yes, you have to confess. You have to confess and give yourself over to God. Surrender yourself to God. All right. We have salvation. Amen. I know many of us desire that family and friends to be saved. Amen. Loved ones. Have anyone else? Amen. We're going to go in prayer. Amen. We're going to close on prayer. Amen. The Bible says where two or three touch and agree, whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Amen. What is loosened in heaven is loosened on the earth. Amen. We all, amen, can witness to that. Prayer brought us through. Prayer brought us through. We know and we realize that there are other religions. They pray all the time. Amen. But their God is not alive. Amen. Jesus is alive. We're going to cover them up under the blood of Jesus. Amen. All the prayer requests and all the families that are listening tonight, amen, we cover you under the blood of Jesus. We believe God. We believe his word. We believe what he says. Amen. He is what he says he is. Amen. He's powerful, and he wants us to have that power. Amen. And the more you pray, amen, the more we pray, the more confidence you have, the more your faith is built up. Amen. Jews say, build up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Practicing, praying. Nobody knows the mistakes but God. Amen. The mistakes you make. Amen. Sometimes you don't have to say too much. Just come in your private throne room. Just be out there. Have your mind how you be in the spirit. The fruits of the spirit, joy, love, long-suffering, kindness, meekness, that's fruits of the spirit. Your mind and keep your mind in those areas. Philippians say, think on these things. Whatever is just, honest, and kind. Amen. Keep your mind positive in righteous things. Amen. You can get a prayer through in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. God has it all in his hands. But we have to ask him. Number one, he's not going to go over our will. He's not going to go over our will. He's not going to go over things that we... He sees everything. He knows everything. But that's just like a law of the universe. Amen. You don't want nobody to go over your will. Amen. You don't want nobody to take things from you. Amen. And when people request that, it's just powerful. Amen. Father, we thank you today. We thank you tonight. Wherever they're listening, Lord, that you give us that revelation, amen, of prayer, amen, that we reach out and we can be delivered, amen. Bring deliverance to those that are listening, oh God, whatever it might be. Oh God, bring forth, amen, blessing that whereby we can be better witnesses for you, amen. You told us to go in the highways and the hedges. Oh God, supply funds and finance that they can go be witnesses, that they can go, amen, in the field, be going to harvest field is right, but the labors are few, amen, that they can go out, amen, give them that power, give them that deliverance, oh God, to be a laborer for you, and Lord, we thank you for it, amen, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Those can go to my website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can like us on Facebook with www.facebook.com. Amen. And listen again and go to subscribe this broadcast, Blog Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. God bless you. Pray for us. Pray for us.
Again, you have heard. Again, I need you. And again, you're there.
And again,
I reach out. And again, you hold me. You console me once more. When I need company, someone just to sit with me. When I need a helping hand, someone to understand me. When I need someone who cares, someone to wipe away my tears. Reach out.